Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio again tonight, reaching the world for Christ. In memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, we want everyone to join us this evening for an evening of praise, worship, and preaching the Word of God. And we pray that you will be blessed by the ministry. And if God does something for you, if he saves you, heals you, or does anything else for you, please share your testimony with us, because it does us good and it does others good to hear about what God's doing in your life, and it also lifts up the name of Jesus. So tell all your friends and your family to tune into the broadcast, and please share this broadcast out so others can hear the gospel, because we never know who we're touching. A man several months ago got saved by listening to our broadcast that somebody had shared out. He don't even know how he got it, but he was saved during the broadcast. So we just give God all the praise for that. The subject for today is, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. And, you know, holiness is a way of life, and seek out the old paths and walk therein. And so all the Facebook listeners and all the Blog Talk listeners, you post your comments, your prayer request, or your praise reports in the comments below, and we'll pray over them. And I see that we have a call in here, 706. Mm-hmm. Come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yes, Sister Betty, this is Billy Keeler calling from Bonnell Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing?
You're kind of breaking up on us, brother.
Is that better?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead and obey God.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, I like to give the Lord the praise for everything He's kept me through, and God is, he deserved them all the glory that he can get, praise God, because he is our Savior. Praise. He's done everything for us, you know, that we ask him to do, and he's a mighty, mighty miracle-working God. And you know, we read here at 1 Thessalonians 4:7, he said, for God had not called us into uncleanness, but into holiness, number eight. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who had also given unto us the Holy Spirit. I stopped right there for a minute. You know, he didn't call us unto uncleanliness, Sister Betty, because that was what we was in for. He called us, praise God. He called us out of all of that. So why would we want to confess, you know, being loving the Lord and praying that, you know, some of them say, Lord, you know, why would they, hold on a minute, I'm getting ahead of myself. Why would they want to be doing something that they shouldn't be no longer in uncleanliness? And you might say, well, I washed my hands, I washed my clothes, but, you know, that's not what he's talking about. It's what comes out of a man that defiles the temple, praise God. He done called us out of uncleanness and give us the Holy Spirit, you know, and I like called it the Holy Ghost. And there's no excuse for people going around uncleanness. And that to me is just putting Jesus back up on the cross. And like Jesus is a fibbing, because he said when he saves us, he'll save us all over. But he'd rather for us, he didn't call us unto uncleanness because we was already in uncleanness. He drawed us into repentance. He drawed us into laying down them sins and things that would cause us to be unclean, you know. And he said, come out from amongst them, be ye separated people. We got to not worry about the what people think about us. Or they say you may be unclean here, and you may be unclean here, but he called us into holiness, and that's what you need to worry about when you're a child of God. Don't worry about that uncleanness and going back into it and sliding back a little bit, just a little bit, because each time you back up a step or two, praise God, next time it gets easier to go three or four backwards. And next thing you know, you're unclean. You're unclean and ain't fit to bear the cross like Jesus did. But we got to hold on to that unchanging hand, Sister Betty.
Amen.
When I come to the Lord, praise God, I didn't, that's what he brought me, uncleanness. That's what I was. I was miserable. And I don't know why people want to go back to that kind of life. I know what I was, and I know I told the Lord, say, hey, I will follow you, and I have for 30-something years, praise God. And God has been good to me. God has been good to my family and my friends. And everyone that I pray for, you, I don't have to get the miracle. I'd rather for my brother or sister to get it. If they got a miracle, that still let me know that God was still in the miracle working business. And I know that my times are coming, praise God. So I don't get upset at nothing like that. I just wait my turn, and when the Lord, you know, it's his time, praise God. Can you still hear me, praise God?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know if you, but you know, he didn't call us into uncleanness, because uncleanness is sin. And that's what he brought us out of. Some will say, well, I don't do this no more, and I don't do this no more, but examine yourself. See, what if you're doing something? And I got to do that sometimes, from time to time. And I say, Lord, I don't want to go back into uncleanness, Lord. I want to put the brakes on it right now. And if somebody says, you like Brother Willis says, and somebody told him that he was a sinner, and he just said, well, let's pray right here then. And so, you know, people can say all they want to about you, and they have me just, not because I was a Christian, but they try to find things in me and trip me up just because of the church I used to go to. They didn't like it. But, you know, that was between them and God, and I didn't come against them for nothing. So I just told them, I said, look, that was before I went there. I can't answer no questions about that. All I know that Jesus Christ loves everybody. And he wants everybody to come out of sin and be a separated people. And if you say, well, how do you know if someone has got the Holy Ghost and got the love of God? Well, you'll see a difference in their lives. You'll see that they don't despise their brothers and sisters no more. They don't come against them no more. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. In Matthew 5, and he said, blessed are the peacemakers. And you know someone, as well as I do, Sister Betty, that whenever you run up on a Christian, a child of God, I'm going to put it that way, a child of God, and you can tell what they are just by talking to them real quick, like, and you don't have to, you know, said his spirit would always bear witness one to another. But let's don't stay in uncleanliness. Let's get ourselves cleaned up, praise God. And by the Holy Ghost, and to the Holy Ghost, you know, people don't understand what that is, because a lot of people never have been taught on it. A lot of people don't know what it's like to have the Holy Ghost. A lot of people just say, oh, I feel something. Well, stop and think about it. Anytime you feel something like that, it's got from God, in all perfect and good gifts that you receive in your life comes from above, because that's what God does. And if you get a gift that's going to tear you upside down, and a gift that's going to mess your family up, that didn't come from God. And I know a lot of people, they do that. They ask God for it, and God didn't give it to them. Someone else did. And it messes it up. They destroy their lives, and then they blame God for it, you know. But sometimes we got to look at ourselves sometimes and praise God and look and say, Lord, where I stand with you. Lord, am I unclean? Lord, am I unclean in this? Lord, am I unclean? But, you know, sometimes you feel like you get down in a valley, Sister Betty, and you think all hope is gone, and I guess we all get there sometime, praise God, but you get down in the valley of decision sometimes, and you get down there, and you're thinking you're so low that you can't get no further. But I guarantee you, once you get on your knees to pray, and when you get on them knees, and when you, the first thing you have to do when you get up is look up, praise God. And he already hears. He reached down that unseen hand one more time, and he'll save you from that uncleanliness. But we gotta remember one thing, that we shouldn't want to go back there. We should stay in the love of God, and not backslide, or you know, that's what he said. He had the potter's wheel, or you know, if we slip up a little bit, let's don't stay there. Praise God. Ask Jesus, said, Lord, take me back to the potter's house. Lord, take me back so I can make me over, Lord. I may have a little crack in my vessel. I may have something a little wrong with it. But Lord, take me back to the potter's house and refurnish me again. Make me over, praise God. And he'll do it again, praise God. And then another familiar scripture is, it's made at the prodigal son. You know, he didn't want to stay out there in uncleanliness. He thought he wanted to grow into the world. But once he got there and got a taste of it, praise God, he wanted to turn around and go back home when he come to himself. You know, that's just the way God is. He's there with open arms waiting for us. And he give us the Holy Ghost to learn and teach us, and to guide us in the way that we are to go. If we sincerely, 100% want to trust God, you know, we're going to have to hold on to that unchanging hand, and we're going to have to do what he asks us to do. It ain't hard to love the Lord. It's not hard at all to serve him. But some people don't want to give up that uncleanliness. They think, cause some of the church people somewhere else, you know, that get by with it. Well, they ain't nobody getting by with nothing, Sister Betty, because none of us have made it to heaven yet. There's coming a judgment day, praise the Lord. But, you know, what's he going to say? He going to ask them, have you, name is in the book of life? Have you been holding on that uncleanliness? Or have you let go and let the Holy Ghost teach you which way to go, you know? I was talking to someone today about that, you know, and I'm glad I don't have to tell this and where to go and that and where to go. But, you know, but we also see, he said, judge a tree by the fruit it bears. And praise God, and you can't call an apple tree a banana tree. And that's the way it is with the Lord, praise God. You can't go around telling everybody that you're an apple tree when the whole time you're a persimmon tree. and a lemon tree. But you see, that's what it is with God. You know, we can tell this world what we are, but God really knows our heart. And he'd rather for each and every one of us to come out of that uncleanness like I used to be in, and you and everybody else was in uncleanness. And, you know, that's what he said to do. Come up and be ye a separated people. Get out of that unclean lifestyle. And get out of that. And, you know, if you say you don't know what to do, well, just read the Bible, praise God, and get into it, the King James. And then, you know, the Holy Ghost will start talking to you and teaching you and giving you the answers to this in the Bible, that if you have any questions, because he said it's spiritually written and spiritually understood. So that tells me, and someone's been a Christian for so many years, Sister Betty, and if they still can't understand the King James Version Bible, there's something wrong. They need to go back to the potter's wheel. They need to get what they say, Lord, there, you hear me? I need some help of understanding. Because they plainly said that in the word, you have not wisdom or understanding because you have not asked for it. There's no excuses about it. But, you know, Sister Betty, that's one thing they want to do is just, first thing they want to do is blame someone else instead of looking in a mirror and say, Lord, am I in Congress? Because he didn't call us. God had not called us unto uncleanliness, but unto holiness. That holiness, Bible says, holiness without, no man shall see God. And we got to stay holiness. We can't play around with God. We can't tease him, in other words. We can't say, go to church just now and then, live for the devil, live for the Lord one and the devil ten, you know. That's what some of them try to do, and then they'll say, oh, Lord, holy, holy, holy am I, you know. He said, depart from me, because I never knew you. But, you know, Sister Betty, that one day this, we're all going to have to come before the Lord and give an account. But he did not call us to uncleanliness, praise God. He called us out of it, not into it. He didn't call us into unclean. He called us out of it, because that's what Jesus come and doing, praise God. And that's one thing that we got to do. Keep in mind that he loved us enough, and he cared for us enough, Sister Betty, that we would come out and follow him and come out of our sins that we was in, because he got tired of seeing us struggling spiritually. He got tired of seeing his people being tormented and everything. But you know that one thing about it, we got to keep on keeping on. I have to apologize, my throat, I can't hardly talk with my throat. I've been choked up this morning, but you know one thing about it, God is our deliverer, you know. And he said that that he would give us the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost would guide us and teach us which way to go. But first, staying in uncleanness. And, you know, uncleanness, a lot of people don't know what that's to. Another thing is, if you know better to do something, you do it, you're wrong. And if they read the Bible where it said the temple don't belong to us no more, he dwells in our temple. And if we go and do anything that we want to do with our temple, that's defying God's word. That's coming against God's word. And we don't want to do that. I say he did call us out of uncleanness, not into it. That's about all I got right now, Sister Betty. And I can't, my throat's sore. And God, just pray for me and my family. Pray for me. And I turn it back over to you.
Okay, Brother Billy, we appreciate you coming on and helping us out there. That was a good word. And do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, just keep remembering my wife, Bonnie, and remember me. I still got this infusion. thing in my shoulder. I still got to go another week. I'm hoping it's the end of it, not this Friday, but the next. I just keep praying about it because my toenail will come off, and he didn't like the way it looked. I had her at surgery, so, that, you know, just keep praying about that and pray for our church and the church members there, Brother Wood and Sister Lily, and pray for all of the requests that, you know, that come in on the broadcast, on the blog talk there. And I think that's about it right now. Yeah.
Okay, then. Appreciate you coming on and helping. Tim's going to come around and sing a few songs. Just worship the Lord with him. Keep your mind on God.
I don't have any trouble recalling the day Jesus saved me from sin. Now that's all my mind, oh, it's been quite some time since the curse came to dwell here within. But the reason my memory's so vivid and excitement still shows on my face, the feeling I had has left me. In fact, we grow sweeter each day. Sweeter each day, I serve him. The more I love him as a child of the praise now away. Life is getting better, even through stormy weather. But Jesus comes all the way. All things that he's done and his victory won. I'm so happy that works to say. But the one thing I know, if all I know, my Lord just gets sweeter each day. I'm glad I'm on my own, I believe I'm so proud when the feeling has faded away. Those things my friends have a sting in the ear, and they certainly wear you astray. But the Jesus I serve, he's true to his word. What he is the way he will stay. Yeah, he'll pick you up, and he'll never let you down, and he'll do so sweeter each day. Sweeter each day, I serve him, the more I love him, and I'm about to pray now away. But he's getting better, in a good stormy weather, cause Jesus comes away. All things that he's done as a victory won, I'm so happy that works his name. But the one thing I know is the power of love.
Two more hands, now pray. lifting more hands to praise the Lord. Joseph bore my sacrifice, I long to pay the price for the sin that I was in. It had come to take my life, but he raised his hand for me. The soldiers now live to free, and with lifted hands, he won the victory. Now there's two more hands of praise, two more hands of lifted praise. There are two more hands he's never seen before. And when we sing redemption songs, two more hands now cross the wall. When we stand there, two more hands to praise the Lord. When we stand there, two more hands to praise
the Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Down here, my steps grow weary, and the road gets rough and long. Sometimes I feel I'm all alone, yet I still carry on. For a brighter day is coming, and it thrills my heart to know there'll be a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end.
Let us lay down our sins. and get right within. Let us go back, I'll go back, back to God. Let us go back, back to the old time preaching. Let us take up our staff and run. Not check up a bull who went back to Bethel. Let us go back, I'll go back. Back to God. Do not wait, my friend, till you reach life's end, till you're laid beneath the sun. It will be too late at the goal. To repent and return back to God. Let us go back, back to the old time preaching. Let us take up our staff and run. Turn around today, take the upward way. Let us go back, I'll go back, back to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It was at a little front porch cell. She stopped to look around. She saw those dishes, Sunday slippers, a bargain to be found. But her husband did not know the Lord, so what good were they to him? The God said, just believe, you will receive. So she took it at his word. Time passed on and she wondered if she'd ever see the day he'd wear those shoes, Sunday slippers, and to the church house make his way. Then it happened on one Sunday morn, as she started out the door. He said, wait for me. She turned to see those fishes walking across the floor. And there were two shoes, a prayer, and a promise God would keep to save the soul of the one who wore those two shoes on his feet. She held them as she prayed each day, and the tears went down her cheeks. There were two shoes, a prayer, and a promise God would keep. The preacher told of Calvary, of the old rugged cross, how that Jesus came and gave his life to save all the lost. Then he gave the invitation and he saw what's all the smile. He saw those tissues and they slippers go walking down the aisle. And there were tissues, a prayer, and a promise kept so sweet. God saved the soul of the one who wore the stitches of his feet. He wore them as he prayed each day, as the tears ran down his face. There were stitches,
Sorry about that. Brother Billy, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, you know, well, I was reading back over here that, you know, hold on just a second. Let me find it again. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'll talk a little better this time. God has been so faithful to me and thing, you know, but he'd rather for us to come clean, and he said, and but you know, we gotta hold on. I'm if it looks right here, sister, I had it a while ago in the family. But you know, we gotta look to the one that, we gotta please God, the one that saved us and saved our whole family. And you know, he's the one that said, I'll go with you all the way. So we should do things that's pleasing to him and not what's pleasing to man. Because our man ain't gonna take us to heaven, you know. But you know, we gotta hold on to the one that is gonna take us to heaven.
Amen.
Okay, here it is, Thessalonians 5:15. He says, see that no one renders evil for evil unto any man, but every flow that which is good, both among you and yourselves and unto all men. But, you know, he said right there, you know, since it goes along with that, that what we're talking about here, you know, we got to do good to one another. And we got to, you know, love one another like he loved us. And we got to hold to that unchanging hand. But, you know, some people just don't want to do that. It's easier for them just to do whatever they want to do. And I've heard some of them many a time say, I'll just take my religion off and I'll whoop somebody and I'll put it on back on. You can't do that with God. You cannot do that with God because God is not pleased with that. God wants us to love one another like he loved us. Be good to one another. And, you know, but we got to hold on to that. Yeah, but you know, we get my mind not go blank. Praise God, you know, we got the Lord is good. Cause John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever perish should not perish but have everlasting life. And a lot of people don't understand that, but praise God that John 3:16 means a whole lot. The people, they quote it all the time, Sister Betty, but they don't know what it means. But it means, praise God, that we don't have to go back into sin like we did. We don't have to, there's no excuse that we have to go back and do all that stuff because he hung on it. He gave his only begotten Son for us, that we should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm coming over here out of Matthew 5, and it's, you know, these some of the things that people just let go gets wrong in their life. It may be getting away from that, but, you know, God is good to us. He's faithful. Remember, 5:3, it says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they, now meek, you can't be a brawler or nothing. A meek is somebody that's humble. Somebody that's going to, hey, let if somebody comes up to you and want to smack you on the jaw, you turn the other cheek without thinking about it, because meekness is humbleness. And he said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. I mean, shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And you know, you see some of these people that say they got the Holy Ghost, Sister Betty, and they run around here and say, oh, I'm full of the Holy Ghost, but hey, you can't see it in them. You just can't see it in them for nothing. And they say, hey, I've got the Holy Ghost. I don't need you to lay hands on me and pray for me. You just can't see the brotherly love in them. You can't, your spirit will not bear witness one to another, you know. The number sign, that said, number eight said, blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are they peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. See right there, Sister Betty, that's two little lines right there, but there's a lot of meaning behind it. It said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And you got to be a place peacemaker. You can't brawl every time you want to. You got to come out of ungodliness, come out of that uncleanliness, and be a peacemaker for God and righteousness' sake. And you will not fall short of the glory of God. Sure, somebody in your family will turn your back on your Sister Betty. But, you know, number 11, it said, blessed are you when men shall reveal you and persecute you and say all manners of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. That's Jesus talking. So they'll say all manners of things about you for his name's sake. But we can't give up. We got to fight the fight, like that song everybody sung for years. We must fight, be brave against all evil. Never rush, not a run or leg behind, you know. But we got to keep in mind, Sister Betty, that uncleanness is no room. There's no room in God's kingdom for uncleanliness and ungodliness, because they're not going to get in, praise God. And they just ain't going to hold up to it, praise God, and they won't do nothing to, and they don't want to do nothing to change it. Me and my sister-in-law talking about it today, she said she said you can preach to them, and they'll sit there, and they'll get up like little kids, and then they'll get outside and play again, not even heed to the word of God. I said, well, that's what the Bible says. The perilous times will come, praise God, and that they won't endure sound doctrine. They want to just do whatever they want, praise God. And number 12 said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for greater is your reward in heaven. Or so persecute they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but after salt has lost its savory, wherewith shall that salt be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and be trampled up under feet of men. You know, we got to hold on to the unchanging thing. But, you know, a lot of them, I think, that Sister Betty has lost their salt savor, and they're no good for, they can't salt nothing. And it's like in church, you know, you got to have someone that jumps up and holler glory, hallelujah, and get the Holy Ghost stirred up and let the Lord know, say, Lord, we're here to praise you. We offer up praises, praise God. But the ones that used to do that don't do it no more because they've lost their savory. Their salt's not no good no more. But they went back into uncleanliness, Sister Betty. But We can't do that. We cannot do that. I just suppose that Abraham, when the Lord told him to go into a foreign country and he didn't argue with the Lord. He didn't wonder about it. He just went. Like, he obeyed God because he feared God and feared what God could do him and his family, you know. And he knew that God would supply his every need just like he did according to his riches, praise God. But, you know, we got to hold on, Sister Betty. We got can't let go of that rope. I don't have to turn it back on you, Sister Betty. I can't hardly talk again.
Okay. Just bear with me just a minute, and we're going to go to another song. Praise the Lord. Bear with him there just a minute. He's getting up another song there. Praise the Lord. We just want to thank all the Facebook listeners for tuning in. Thank all the Blog Talk listeners for tuning in. We have a bunch more people that been tuning in from other countries, and we have some more from the United States. So we just want to welcome you in and thank God for you. And Kim's going to come on and sing another couple songs here.
Yeah, I haven't done this song in a long time right here. It's called I Catch Them, God Cleans Them, and it was requested that I do this one from somebody that's on here on the broadcast lot. So here it is. I Catch Them, God Cleans Them is the name of this one right here. I was driving down around South Louisiana, stopped in a town called Gallagher. Saw a sign on my church that fish fries and I. A little old Cajun preacher was preaching, reminding me of an old town meeting. It's all St. Matthew 4-19 July. He says, I catch them, God cleans them. I bake the hook with the love of the kingdom. I make all of me a fisherman. I catch them, God cleans them. Heaven knows he saves every soul that believes him. I really need that he washes away their sin. Yeah, I didn't think long for and the cat by pits, and he was short on grace and short on grace, said his prayer, and that was all that she wrote. He said amen, and all that the witness, I fell on that big old end of the witness, and before I knew it, we were all in the same old. He said, I'll catch up.
Here, I'm going to do pure satisfaction now. Not wanting to play, sorry.
Wandering souls and weary pilgrims searching for a better
manna for his children. He gives free bread to us today. Just as God sent bread from heaven, and Jesus fed the multitude. He's the bread that's everlasting. Your satisfaction he'll give to you. Your satisfaction coming from Father's soul. He's the source of true contentment that you won't find on your own. There's no way I can deserve it. There's nothing wrong in this world. I want your satisfaction as I'm walking with my Lord. It just goes all eat for something. The Lord is good. Oh, taste and see. God is the bread of a different kind. This bread can last eternally. All I need, I have in Jesus. My empty soul, he satisfies. He fills my life so completely. Your satisfaction is what I find. Your satisfaction coming from Father's soul. He's the source of true contentment that you won't find on your own. There's no way I can describe it. There's nothing like it in this world. I want your satisfaction as I walk with my Lord. As I walk with my Lord.
We're going to get all these prayer requests together and call them out to God. And we got Dusty Hicks that needs a miracle in his body. Dusty was saved on here a few months back by listening to this broadcast and just need to lift him up to God. Something's going on in his body that he can't even work no more, and the doctors can't figure out what's wrong with him. So lift Dusty Hicks up to the Lord. And Debbie Samples is in need of prayer. She's needing healing. Brother Persad, his dad went on to be with the Lord. Remember that family. Remember Sheila Reed's family. Her husband went on to be with the Lord back in May, and she's having a hard time with it. So just lift her up to God. Tony French is in so much pain and needs healing. Remember this. Let's remember Patsy Leach. She says to pray for her and pray for her great-granddaughters. The oldest one has a virus and the youngest one has a bad ear infection and the eardrum burst and it's bleeding. So remember her. Remember, me and Tim, we're having a lot of problems out of our throat, sinuses. and let's pray for Bobby Huggins. He's needing a miracle. Haven Huggins just had surgery. And remember, baby Samara needs a touch from God. Savannah Riley had a procedure done and it was on the colon, so please remember her. She still needs God's touch. Remember Brother James Miles. He's still needing healing in his wrist and his fingers where he fell on his elbow, and it done something to the nerves, and he still ain't got his feeling back in his hands and his fingers. So remember him. Remember Willa Dean. She's needing healing in her body. Christy has a mass on her liver. Most of all, she needs salvation. Remember John David. He needs salvation. Also, remember all of our kids that need salvation, all of our families. And let's pray for all the Facebook and all the Blog Talk listeners. They have a prayer request. Let's remember Tim and Gladys and pray for their kids, Chelsea and Brian, for salvation. David needs salvation. Remember him. Let's remember Brother Billy. He's had an operation done on his toe, and he's been taking infusions, and still ain't all the way well yet. And his wife, Bonnie, she needs healing in her eyes and in her legs. Pray for a guy by the name of Rick Hollifield that needs healing and strength. April and her family need our prayers. Barbara Dockery is taking chemo, and she's got bone cancer, so remember her. Bob Morgan is in the hospital with blood clots on the brain. Remember this. We know that God's able. I had two brothers that also had this happen to them when they had a stroke, and God brought them out, so we know that God can bring Bob Morgan out. Angie and Leon McLemore says to pray for them. They need healing in their body. Nellie Worthy needs a miracle. She's got infection in her head and in her eye and face, and it's all swelled up, and she's in terrible pain. And remember my friend Maria that needs God to move on some situations for her. Josie Livingston's in the hospital with a blood clot in her lung. Mandy needs healing. She's got skin cancer on her chest, and needing God to move for that. Todd Davis is having surgery on June 18th, and he's needing prayers for him and his family. And after 8 weeks, then they're going to do another surgery on him. He's having back and neck surgery. So remember this. Rhonda Cookenour says to remember her mom that's in the hospital with, she's had kidney failure, but the numbers have come up some, so she's wanting to praise God for that. She said to keep praying for her mom. Nancy Hess just had surgery, and she's been having a problem with her ears plugging up and popping ever since she had the surgery, so remember her. She said it's a lot of pressure in her head. Let's pray for all the people in the nursing homes, the jails, the shut-ins, the nursing homes. There's a lot of people that don't get to see their families, and let's just pray that God will open the door up to where their families can go back in and visit with them. It's real hard on these old folks. Marianne Thomas is needing healing. Kenneth Stiles is needing healing. Hazel needs healing. And my brother Larry, he's in the hospital getting ready to have vascular surgery on his legs. And I got another brother that lives in another state that's getting ready to have the same surgery. So remember both of them. Remember Brother Willie and Sister Lily and the Barnesville Gospel Church. Remember Willie's family in Mexico, those that need to be saved and those that need healing. And just pray for me. I've been having a hurting in my lower stomach for a few days now, and it ain't like the pain I've felt before. So just keep me in your prayers. And let's remember Eddie Bolton and his family, Brother Franklin and Sister Hazel Bennett down at War Room Church in Bartow, Florida. Let's pray for their church and them. And let's pray for my late husband's cousin, Paul Lewis. He got out of the hospital and he's been moved to rehab, and just pray that he'll continue to heal. And let's pray for Linda Parker. She said that she feels very lonely, and she's in a nursing home, and her family can't come to see her, and she's real depressed. And let's continue to pray for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem, and for all the shut-ins. And let's pray for Earl. He's got cancer and needing a miracle. And let's just go to the Lord in prayer and lift up all of these prayer requests before the Lord. Lord, we just praise you and thank you, God, for each and every person that is tuned in to listen tonight, God. We just ask you in the name of Jesus, God, to touch all the people out there on Facebook, all the people out there on Blog Talk Radio, God. Just meet all of their needs, whatever it is, God, whether it's physical, spiritual, or financial, emotional, mental. God, you know each and every heart, each and every need, God. And we just lift up these people to you, asking you, God, to touch all the people listening from these far countries, God. Just meet their needs, God. And if they don't know you, Lord, just let them receive you, God, as their Lord and Savior. And God, we're just praying, God, for the ones that need healing in their bodies. God, we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch each and every person, God, that's on this prayer list, and those, God, that we don't even know of, Lord, that you'll just touch and heal these people for your glory, God. We just pray, God, that you'll just touch all the ones in the nursing homes and the hospitals, God. We just pray that you'll touch the ones in the jails and the shut-ins, God. And we just give you praise and we give you glory, God, that you're going to touch, that you're going to heal, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And God, we're just lifting these people up to you, God, asking you, God, whatever their needs are, Lord, to just move on every situation, God. The ones that have cancer, God, we just curse that old spirit of cancer. God, nothing is too hard for you. And God, we're lifting these people up to you, asking you, God, to give them a miracle, Lord, and just touch their bodies, Lord, and make them whole, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And God, we just pray for the churches out here, God, that are truly doing a work for you, God. We just pray right now that you'll just touch the churches, God, and let them grow and let people come back in that haven't been coming. God, let people quit living in fear, and God, let them trust in you, God, and let them get back on fire for you, God, before it's too late. And God, we just give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. And God, we just ask you to touch Brother John Samples and Sister Debbie and their church, God. We pray that you'll just meet the needs there and touch Sister Debbie and her body, God. We just give you praise and we give you glory, God, for what you're going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God. We just ask you to touch all the people out here, God, just whatever their needs are, Lord God. We just pray that you'll just touch them, God, and let them get a hold of you and let them believe, God, for their miracles, for their needs, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we give you praise and we give you glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And I forgot this one here. It just came in. Daniel Friend is needing healing. He's been in intense pain for quite a while now. So just remember him in your prayers. And we're going to have Timothy come back and sing a couple songs here. So just worship the Lord with us. Praise God. Hallelujah.
This song I'm getting ready to sing here, an 80-year-old something woman, she told me that this song encourages her to read Ephesians chapter 1, and that's what this song is called. That's the title of this song. It says Ephesians chapter 1, and she says she reads this every day. It encourages her to read it every day.
The place where I can find relief.
I even felt the water if the stress all under its turn of my joy in the green. All the beat down, back down, got myself on the ground, thought I would lose my mind. And I opened up the bottle and found I could be just as you are. God says I'm back down, so I'm going to wait up and down, give it down, give it. Makes me want to think I'm a trauma king and now I'm really living. By the blood of the Lamb, I know who I am. God said it and it's already done. When the devil comes in, I'll remind him again of the Jesus Christ Lord. Amen. I won't be the sound proud, cause you know I've been down when the struggle almost runs me out. But I felt like I was working in the middle of the earth, so I trust a man that don't have it down. That his fear takes away, make it shame, make it lies, and your power's gonna save me through. So I'm never gonna worry, the weight of the heart of the soul, the Lord can take. God says I'm blessed, I'm chosen, I'm adopted, I'm forgiven, yeah, I'm forgiven. Makes me wanna sing, I'm a child of the King, and now I'm really living. By the blood of the Lamb, I know who I am. God said it, and it's already done. When the devil comes in, I'll remind him again of the Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless our souls, and I'll be done, and I'll forgive it. Redeemed, I'm favorite, and now I'm really living. God said, I'm blessed, I'm chosen. God's in our favor, yeah, I'm forgiven. Makes me want to sing, I'm a child of the King, and now I'm really living. I'm the world of the Lamb, I know who I am. God said it, and it's already done. When the devil comes in, I'll remind the King of the season's past one. I know another bottle, and no kettle on the season's past one.
Verses here. Our subject is, for God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. We need to live a holy life before God, and we need to clean up our acts, and the ones that call themselves Christians, they really need to walk that walk, and they really need to live for God. I'm going to go to 1 Peter 1, verse 15 and 16. Just bear with me while I find it here in my Bible. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 1. Verse 15 and 16 says, but as he which hath called you is holy, be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And Philippians 2:5. Says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And if we have the mind of Christ, we won't have room for that, all that uncleanness. And we just want to follow Jesus. We don't need to follow man. Man will get you in trouble, but Jesus will never lead you astray. And I'm going to go to Isaiah 35, verse 8. Says, an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. And we know that nothing unclean is going to enter in heaven, so we got to keep ourselves from all unrighteousness. We got to keep ourselves holy and acceptable unto God. And I'm going to read Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old paths, wherein is good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. And ain't that just like some of the people today? They've had the word read to them over and over and preached to them over and over, and they still won't walk in the ways and live for God. It's really sad that people won't give over and give their hearts to God. People need to wake up, because God's coming soon, and we ain't got time to just sit and not receive him. Ephesians 5, verse 27 says that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. We got to be holy and without blemish, without spot or wrinkle, or we won't see heaven. And 1 Peter 1:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We can't say that we're Christians and still live in darkness. We've got to come out from that, under that darkness, and we got to shine our lights and let people see that we are really living for God. And Jeremiah, get over here to it. Jeremiah 6:16. I'm almost there. Six 16 says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. I think I done read that one, but that's okay. Maybe somebody needed to hear it again. But Ephesians 5:27 says, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that should be holy and without blemish. And I think that's about all I have, and we don't have anybody else on here right now, so Timothy's going to sing a couple songs here. Maybe somebody will come on in here in a little bit. They were supposed to, but don't know what's going on, but God does. So just worship the Lord with us as Tim sings.
Are you standing in the middle of a crossroads, wondering which way you need to go? The road behind will lead you back to nowhere, and the other point to places you don't know. You can see the many people moving forward, and other truths are only those who've left away. Let me tell you about a road that is with travel. It's a road that I am traveling on today. I'm walking on the right road, and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus, as I travel along, He took me by the cross and a dirty word, saved my soul, forgot who I was. Over high mountains through the valley, Lord, He'll comfort me and make me know. Long as I'm with Him, I'm walking on the right road. Everyone must look at the crossroads. Forget about the road of past day. The cross will point you in the right direction. And in the shadow you will find His saving grace. Start walking on the right road, He won't be alone. Walking with Jesus as you travel along, He'll lead you by the cross and under the word, giving you direction through the cleansing word. Over high mountains through the valley low, He'll comfort you and let you know. Long as you're with Him, you'll be walking on the right road. Walking on the right road, and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus and singing His song. I've been to the cross and under the blood. A soul's been anchored in the cleansing blood. Over high enough to see the valley low. Keep walking with me wherever I go. As long as we're together, yes, I know. Walking on the right road, and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus and singing His song. I'm into the cross and under the blood. I'm golden and anchored in a cleansing blood. All the time I'm up to the valley low, He'll comfort you and let you know. As long as you're with Him, you'll be walking on the right road.
Walking on the right road.
Ah!
Secret of the heart, only
stone, shared in a secret place, where we can always come. At the feet of Jesus, we have an audience with the King. That's where we'll find the secret to love above the need. As a Father sees in secret, He rewards us openly. The peace I have in knowing Him is Christ who lives in me. In Him are my children, in the shadow of His wings. The Lord is my dwelling place, and in all things gives me strength. Secrets of the heart, oh, we know. Shared in a secret place, where we can always go. Jesus, we have an audience with the King. That's where we'll find the secret to love abundantly. That's where we'll find the secret to love abundantly.
Okay, let me see what else we got here. My heart overflows with the wonderful things as I sing a song to my King. Because of His love, I am redeemed. My life has an offering I bring. I have a good reason to sing. I sing a song of deliverance when I see no way out. A song to encourage when I'm tempted to doubt. A song of salvation and the cross Jesus made. A song about heaven for the difficult day. In all circumstances, He worthy of praise. Oh, I sing a song every day. Oh, I sing a song every day. In songs and hymns and spiritual songs, I sing to the Lord all day long. His Spirit promises such melody, and I thank Him for everything. I have good reason to sing. I sing a song of deliverance when I see no way out. A song to encourage when I'm tempted to doubt. A song of salvation for the Christ Jesus made. A song about heaven for the difficult day. In all circumstances, be worthy of praise. Oh, I sing a song every day. Oh, I sing a song every day. I sing a song of deliverance when I see no way out. A song to encourage when I'm tempted to doubt. A song of salvation and a prophecy of faith. A song about heaven for the difficult days. And all circumstances, He worthy of praise. Oh, I sing a song every day. Oh, I sing a song every day. Oh, I sing a song every day. Okay, I'm going to do this one. I get a lot of requests to do this song right here. I don't want no rocks to cry at my place.
I get we get a request to do this song all the time, and I'll sing it tonight for y'all.
I don't want no wrong to cry out in my way. I just want to thank my Lord for his saving grace. I don't want no wrong to cry out in my way. I just want to let him high and praise his holy name. Follow Jesus, crying with a loud voice. Say, blessed be the King, and they begin to rejoice. And when the seraphs sees among them, they rebuke them for their shout. They need the heart of peace, they have the wrong spiritually cry out. I don't want no wrong to cry out in my way. I just want to thank my Lord for his saving grace. I don't want no wrong to cry out in my way. I just want to lift him high and praise his holy name. Now we're reading in the Bible that in the last days our God's gonna pour out his spirit in each and every race. And when the Holy Ghost anoints, it begins to fill our soul. We can thank the Heavenly Father for he has made us whole. Well, I don't want no wrong to cry out in my way. I just want to thank my Lord for his saving grace. I don't want no wrong to cry out in my way. I just want to lift him high and praise his holy name. I just want to lift him high and praise his holy name.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
A woman is about to make her last meal alone. They called in Elijah to make his word known. He said, woman, don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you even asked him, help was on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A bright day is coming for those who believe and pray. It won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Troubles are the price of life, and burdens get you down. You think no one is with me, you think no one around. Just remember what's worth it, trust in the end of me. Keep your eyes towards the heaven, your help is on the way. Just hold on.
hope is on the way. A brighter day is coming to those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way.
If my message is not clear, if you don't understand or even hear, looking for answer for your need, but all you see is me. For help be set aside so they can see the one who died. I can't walk away, and only you can say. Well, I'm part of all world, I hope someone can say. Yeah. I'm at Jesus in your soul today. Baby, like my melody. And if the gospel is not clear to thee, then all my effort is in vain. I'm a slave to Savior's name. Lord, help me set aside so they can see the one who died. I can't walk away, but only you can say. Well, I'm part of sober, I hope more can say. Yeah. I'm at Jesus in your soul today. If you don't know me, you walk the fence. But if you don't know Jesus, you walk everything. Lord, help me step aside so they can see the one who died. I can't walk away, but only you can say. When my heart's over, I hope the one can say, I'm a Jesus in your soul today. When my heart's over, I hope the one can say, I'm a Jesus in your soul today.
Praise the Lord. We just thank Timothy for coming in and helping us out here and singing these songs. And we're going to read off a few of these, a few things that's going to be going on at our church. We'll be having homecoming this Sunday. And then we'll also be starting next Monday. Our Pastor Don Harris is going to be in revival at Hickory Grove House of Prayer in Madisonville, Tennessee. So if anybody's in the area and wants to come, you're welcome. And our church service times are at Shoal Creek Gospel Tabernacle. It's 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, Tuesday at 7 p.m., but we won't be there this Tuesday or Friday because we'll be in revival with Brother Don. But just keep them in your prayer and pray for souls to be saved. And we're just going to call it a night and just tune in next Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. And tell all your friends and family to tune in and share the broadcast out if you can. And we'll just say good night, and we'll see you next week. Sorry we didn't have any more on than what we had, but God knows. So just God bless. Good night. We love y'all.